open up the heavens, child, put down your presence. We respond to your great love.
Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented from the Lighthouse Chapel International. This rich teaching provides clear and straightforward answers for everyone desiring to walk according to the Word of God. Bishop Samuel Sawyer is an anointed man of God with a special grace for teaching the Word of God and a unique passion for people and positively transforming lives. He is currently the resident head pastor of the Rose of Sharon Cathedral, Accra, Ghana. Enjoy some of the most comprehensive and down-to-earth teaching as taught in the Lighthouse Chapel International.
Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place that we belong. Right into His arms.
Thank you. God bless you. Turn to somebody and say, Happy Chocolate Day. Today is Valentine's Day. The history about Valentine is varied, just many. Some say the saints, many, many things. But it's just good to put aside a day to celebrate love. Amen. That's good because there are many days in the world. I have heard of World AIDS Day. And by the way, if you don't have a Valentine on Valentine's Day, don't worry. Most people don't get AIDS on World AIDS Day. So don't get worried. Well, there are many days. There's World Toilet Day. Who has heard of World Toilet Day? Yeah, there's World... what is on the days? World Water Day. What day again?
Plant Day.
Plant. All those days. So, it's good, in my opinion, to set aside a day to celebrate love. Isn't that a good idea? So forget about the history, whether it's this or it's that, and just be happy. Amen. I've even told a friend that one of these days I'm going to celebrate my death day. I know it sounds eccentric, but if you celebrate your birthday, what about also celebrating your death day? The person asked me, what do I do on that day? I said, I organize a party. Because that day, there's victory in heaven. Yeah, you're quiet. You're thinking. It's a choice. Celebrate, you can celebrate it many, many, many times. Because you'll not be there anyway. So it's better to celebrate it whilst you are there. The scripture for today is Mark chapter 8, verse 36 to 37. If you can kindly open your Bible. Mark chapter 8, verse 6 to 37. This evening, we're going to have Love Razzmatazz, beautiful program lineup for everybody. It's for married couples. So bring your wife or your husband right here this evening, 5 o'clock. Come and let's celebrate together as a family, as a church. It's also for couples who are in a relationship. So you should also be here. It's also for singles. The program is packaged for everybody so that we can all learn from each other. Don't be too proud if you are married to say that, Valentine's Day, and they go mingle singles. Sometimes the single even has something to offer your marriage that you might have forgotten about. Are you with me? So tonight, there's quite a lineup, very beautiful displays of music and games, fun, kebab, different stuff, and 5 o'clock, let's all be here, wear something red, and let's celebrate our chocolate day. I believe it will be a memorable day for everyone. So if you have some plans, I want you to just reorganize your plans and be around tonight. Amen. The scripture we all read together, 1-2, Mark 8, 36 and 37, let's go. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? The next verse, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark chapter 8, verse 36 to 37. Let's take it again. 1-2. Mark chapter 8, verse 36 and 37. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark chapter 8, verse 36 to 37. Is there anybody who can just say it by himself or by herself? Anybody at all? Okay, Theophilus, you're always spot on. As you do so, you are hiding the scripture in your heart, and it will force you to live a righteous life. Put your hands together for Brother Theophilus even before he says it. Is that the only way you can clap?
Mark chapter 8, 36 and 37. For what shall he profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Wow! You said it so excellently. Any other person wants to challenge him? Any other person? I'm looking for bold people. Yes, there's a hand there. Okay. Stand up, my dear. It's your church. Say, it's our church. Yeah, it's our church. And you should feel free in your church. It's your father's house.
Mark 8:36-37. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Put your hands together for Bernice. Wow. I need yet another contender for the scripture for today. Yes, there's a hand there. Give it to someone. Say, are we in a classroom? I thought we were in a church. Your idea of church will change.
Mark chapter 8, verse 36 and 37. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Hold your hands together for this young man.
Amen.
Wow. This is what we do in all the Lighthouse churches all over every Sunday. Memorizing scripture. Give yourself challenges. If you are beloved, instead of doing things, devote yourself to learning scripture together. It's a healthier adventure. Is there any other person who wants to give us a scripture? Alright. God bless you. Well, today I have a very short for you. God is the title of this sermon. And I think if you can call it, what manner of love? 1 John chapter 3 verse 1. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1. We want to start, and I believe the Holy Spirit is going to lead us. Let's pray. Sweet Holy Spirit, lead me this morning. Have mercy on me. Touch this list of clay, that I might decrease and you will increase. Lord, I don't know what I will say, but you will know, Holy Spirit. So speak through me. Use me. Touch somebody. Heal somebody through your word. Father, mighty ones, the word that I speak, the spirit and the life. Jesus said it, and I know that as he was in the earth, so are we. I pray in the name of Jesus, and I declare in the name of Jesus, the words that I speak, there will be spirit, and there will be life. They will bring life to somebody. They will quicken somebody. Somebody who is depressed, somebody who is sick, someone who needs an answer and a solution, somebody who needs a touch. Sweet Holy Spirit, brood among us. Speak to us. Speak to me. And let this day be a memorable day. Let it be the day that you have made. The day we will rejoice and be glad in it. The day that we allowed you to arrive, and the enemies that come up against us were scattered. The day that we met in fellowship, the day that we sang the song of love in church, the day that was delivered as we sought you. Let it be written in the annals of heaven that this day was the beginning of a new thing in our life. Goodness and mercy following us all the days of our life, starting from today. Continue from today, bring restoration and bring life to marriages, to families, to everybody here. We worship you, we thank you, we bless your name. In Jesus' name, somebody says, amen. Turn to somebody and say, what manner of love is this? Amen. But I think that we should sing a few love songs, isn't it so? Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good. Maybe the crusher helped me. I love this family of God. Stand to your feet as we worship God for a moment. So close, it had into world. They have taken me. Would you understand what I'm saying? When your love was fresh at the beginning, you used to enjoy holding hands.
Hey.
Is it not so?
Yeah.
You used to enjoy holding hands. And now you by mistake, even when your wife or your husband touches, say, hey, meaning it. Who understands what I'm saying? Like this wife was lying on the bed one night. Are you listening? And then she felt somebody touching her. And then she said, who is this? You see, it was the husband, but you know what the husband said. The husband says, it's Atia, Atia the houseboy. Because in the middle of the night, who else are you expecting to be touching you? Look at us here. Who is this? Tell the person it's Atia.
Atia.
A lot of us have forgotten our first love.
Yep.
And I want us to just sing to the Lord this morning. You know, there's this song in Songs of Solomon that I don't know whether I've taught it in this church before, but turn your Bible to Songs of Solomon chapter 1. I want us to see whether we can just express our love to God this morning. The world is expressing their love to each other, and there's nothing wrong with it if it is done biblically and in order. But I bet you there are many people from last night, there are young ladies who went to camp themselves.
Mercy.
In the Songs of Solomon chapter 1, reading from verse 1 to verse 4, went to camp themselves in their boyfriend's houses from last night. Are you getting me? But you are a child of God. You serve God. You say that Jesus is the lover of my soul.
Yes.
As somebody, Jesus the lover of my of your soul. We'll sing it after. But let's look at this one. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon, verse 2, very quickly. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Hey! Look, if you love somebody, you give yourself. Demon is that we cast you out in Jesus' name.
You give yourself kisses. I give myself away so you can use me.
Have you given yourself to God? You, this morning, forget about, let's say, love between you and your beloved. You think about love for God, okay? In case you want to get disappointed, just focus on the love of God. It's more stable, it's stronger. Let him kiss me with the kisses of my fault. Thy love is better than wine. Everyone say, your love is better than wine. Hey, for those who have drunk before, I'm sure you know that wine is nice. Even those of you who are born again, sometimes you want to drink some wine, isn't it also? When you see the way the unbelievers are championing it, and you sometimes ask yourself, I'm missing something from life. And if you don't take care of your stats, you can never stop. Tell somebody some wine, eh? Hey! Love is better than wine. Then verse 4 says, draw me after you and let us run together. Is it in your Bible? Is verse 4 in your Bible?
Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice.
My people, none of you know this song, so you have to learn it. So this is how the song goes. You can sit down and write it down. Take a pen and a paper. Tell somebody it's our church. The first line is, I will rejoice. You know how to sing it. And sing it beautifully. But take down the lines. Take down the lines. It's always good to learn a new song. Psalm 118 verse 14 says that the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become salvation. Don't remove yourself from the group of people who don't sing. No, you shouldn't be here. You should be here so that you can learn a song in 2 seconds. The first line, what's the first line?
I will rejoice.
Have you written it? I will rejoice.
I will rejoice
in you and be glad.
In you and be glad. In you. You is capital Y for God. In you. And be glad. Glad means to be happy. Have you written this so that I can go very quickly? The second line is, I will enjoy. I will enjoy your love more than wine. If you are not writing, it means you have a very good memory. We have another strategy for learning. No problem. I will enjoy your love more than wine. Oh, it's here. Then the next one. Draw me after you and let us run together. I'm looking to see whether there are some people who would want God to draw them, or they will want Araba Lucy to draw them with their buttocks. Hey. But women's buttocks too is powerful. Isn't also? Oh. President Rollins said, woman's buttocks, something they did there. You know, President was a musician. Yeah, something did there. Rasim. So, Rasim is better. Ambuli. Yeah. But we don't want a woman's buttocks to draw us. I mean, the last line, I will rejoice in you and be glad. want to maybe tell them to sing it through, and then we will flow. Be relaxed and just take it anyhow you want it.
I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will enjoy your love more than wine.
Draw me
after you and let us run together. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will rejoice in you and be glad.
I will enjoy.
I will enjoy
your love. Some to learn, and I quoted the Bible so that you don't think that your pastor has gone off. This is from the Bible. The second line, the second part says,
it is Jesus.
Do you know the second part? It is Jesus. Very simple.
It is Jesus down in my heart. It is Jesus down in my heart. Jesus, the King of Kings.
Can we learn it?
It is Jesus down in my heart. It is Jesus down in my heart. It is Jesus down in my heart. Jesus, the King of Kings.
Is it a nice song?
Yeah.
Are we ready to learn it? I think we've already finished learning it, isn't it? Yeah, let's go.
Down in my heart, it is Jesus. Down in my heart, it is Jesus. Down in my heart, Jesus, the King of Kings.
One more time.
Oh, it is Jesus. Down in my heart,
it is Jesus.
It is Jesus. Down in my heart. It is Jesus down in my heart.
Jesus!
Jesus, the King of Kings.
Let's go and sing it. Let's sing it from the top. I will rejoice.
I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will enjoy your love more than wine. Draw me after you and let us run together.
We are starting all over again. Now you have to blend. I don't know how you blend, but you have to blend. Tell them they have to blend. Hey, isn't it nice to sing a song of love to God? It's nice. It's powerful. Wow. Come to this song, Jesus, lover of my soul, and then we'll end with this one. Emma, worship the Lord right where you are.
Taking me
from the perfect place. It's powerful, isn't it also, to sing a love song to the Lord. And there are many love songs you can sing to the Lord. Tell somebody, many love songs. And you must have those songs, and you must sing them alone, at home, wherever you are. Just like you will sing a song of love to your beloved. You know? And sometimes there are even people when the beloved does something to them, they take it into a song. Hey! But when you're born again, you must also learn how to sing songs to God. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1, very short sermon. Virtually read the word of God to you, and I'm praying that the Holy Spirit himself will minister to you. Amen. And what I want to share with you is this kind of love. I've already given you the title, isn't also? And what manner of love, I believe, is what I want to share with you. What manner of love? 1 John chapter 3 verse 1, very quickly. I have many songs that I wanted us to sing, but we will keep on singing them. It's the year of loving God, and I believe that we will look for songs that help us to remember the love of God, and we can sing to him in sincerity as we express our love to him. Let's all read together. 1, 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. I'm interested in the first part. Behold. Tell somebody, behold. Behold what manner of love. Love is an action word. And love is not just something you say, though it's important. But love is something that you do. So even when John was writing, he said, see, behold. Mark, behold what manner of love. Are you getting me? One version says, what marvelous love. Or what the quality of love. Can you give us amplified or message if you have? If you don't have, no problem. And I want us this morning for a few minutes, 10 minutes I believe, to look at the love of God. What kind of love? What manner of love is it that God is sharing with us? And do we think that we have managed to first of all, one, receive, acknowledge it, number two, and number one, have we managed to receive it, and then have we managed to reciprocate it? If you can think about these three things, I believe that your Christian life will be solid. Are you getting what I'm saying? Have you managed, first of all, to acknowledge it? Have you managed to receive it? And then have you managed to reciprocate is a big word. Let's say return it. Do you understand? A-R-R. Can you just remember this? Tell somebody, acknowledge the love of God. Tell somebody, receive the love of God. You see, to acknowledge is different from receive. You can acknowledge something, but you've not received it. Yeah. I can say, I've given you a gift, it's in my office. You say, okay. You have acknowledged it. But when to receive it, you actually go there and pick it. And then to return or to reciprocate means that what are you also doing in return for this great love that has been shown you? What manner of love? What an incredible quality of life. Amplify, say. See, what an incredible, incredible means something that's almost unbelievable. Means something that beats your imagination. The love of God is something that beats our imagination. When I think about the love of God, when I think about how much he loved us so much, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. It was love that pushed him. Love that pushed God. God has many attributes, but the only word or attribute that is used for God, you know, God is fearsome. How many of you know that God is fearsome? Yeah. It's a consuming fire. All those things. But the Bible says God is love. God is love. If you want to know love, you look for God. Real love can only come from God. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's why the love of God, we call it the agape love. It's unconditional. It's not based on what you do or what you haven't done. And I need you, for you to understand it, because that forms the basis actually of your Christianity. the commandment that was given to us in Matthew chapter 22, what Jesus Christ was asked a question by a lawyer. Again, we don't go there, we'll stick here. What is the greatest commandment? Do you know what it said? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart. That was talking about our love for God. But our love for God is also premised or based on the fact that He loved us first. He loved us first. Some people are saying also, if I love you and I show you love, you will return the love. Amen. Maria mama shakata kabro sokoto yanda. That's what every wife is looking for. Wives, isn't also? You are looking for your husband to love you unconditional, so that he can also return the love. I find it interesting. In the Bible, there was a categoric statement for husbands to love their wives. But wives were not actually told to love their husbands. Strange. I don't know why, but that's another topic. Wives, if you like, look, you will find this love one another, all those things. But there was no place to love. Do you understand? Anyway, I don't want to go into another discussion. How many of us are ready to receive this incredible love of God? One or two people are ready to receive. May you receive the love of God that passes all understanding. That which we cannot comprehend, even the breadth and the depth. We need to pray even to be able to comprehend it. It's so much. It cannot be compared to any kind of human love. Are you with me? This morning, may you receive, may you acknowledge the love of God, and may you be able to return the love that He has given us. Say amen. I want to do something very shortly, because 1 John chapter 4 verse 10. I want to do something very short because my time is very, very short. It's an incredible love. It's an incredible quality of love. Amplified says, Message actually says marvelous. Amplified says incredible. Tell somebody incredible. Say marvelous. Something that you marvel, you're surprised. It's like wow. 1 John chapter 4 verse 10. Are you here this morning? Very, very short sermon that I have for you. What manner of love? Acknowledge it. Don't let the world deceive you that you are not loved. Sometimes people hear the devil's statement so much. Nobody thinks about you. Nobody cares. First Peter says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Don't let the devil deceive you that nobody is thinking about you. God is thinking about you. His thoughts for you are for good and not for evil. Are you getting what I'm saying? Acknowledge it and then receive it. You receive it by shoving aside every other love and making His love for you number one. Do you understand? So that at any point in time, when you have to choose, which love would you choose? Would you choose man's love or God's love? You choose God's love when you have the opportunity. Are you getting me? Verse 10. Hearing is love. In this way is love. Very short sermon. Ask me before we close. Hearing is love. Not that we loved God. And I know that this can easily be an escape route for somebody. So we are not even expected to love God. But listen to how the verse progresses. Not that we love God. It's talking about sequence. Sequence means the order of things. Holy Spirit, please help us this morning. Sequence means what? The order of things. The what? The order in the way things appear. When we count, for example, we start 1, 2, 3. Huh? This song that we sing, I'm 16 going on 17. We start from the very beginning, a very good place to start. When we write, we begin with A, B, C. When we sing, we begin with Do, Re, Mi. Somebody was teaching somebody how to sing. It's a sequence. Tell somebody a sequence. When you are writing, the teaching someone to write, you begin with what? A, B, C. You don't just start with some wow things, because those are the fundamentals. Are you getting what I'm saying? Hearing is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Tell somebody, God initiated a love. Tell the person, He was the first to love. Tell him or her next to you that God is love. Now jump again with me. I wish I could be reading all these verses. But come with me to verse 17. I'm just skipping. Of the same John chapter, 1 John chapter 4. I'm talking about a marvelous kind of love. And I'm saying acknowledge it, receive it, reciprocate it. What I'm just telling you, it's the attribute of this love. First of all, I'm telling you that it is He, God, who started it. So that when you think that you have to start something, it can be difficult. But when you realize that, look, the thing has been started for you already. Are you getting what I'm saying? The thing has been started. God has already shared His love. So all that you need to do is to jump in. It makes it easier. But any work of flesh will put pressure on you. It's like you got to do something yourself. No. It's true, you got to do something. But the beginning is God. The beginning is what? God. Hearing is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as He is, so are we in this world. Verse 18. It says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Which love can be more perfect than the love of God? When you have the love of God in you, are you listening to me? You will be able to rise above any situation. You will not be afraid of what man will do with you. When you are getting married, you will not be thinking too much, will my husband leave me, will my wife leave me? Because the love that is in you is a perfect love from God Himself that casts out fear. Are you with me? I'm preaching to you, but I'm just giving you attributes of this incredible love, this marvelous love. First of all, it came before any other love. Number two, it's perfect. Are you with me? It is what? Perfect. It says perfect love casts out fear. Number three, it casts out fear. It casts out fear. Tell somebody, cast out fear. Tell them, the love of God will cast out every fear in you. No, you can't hear me. Tell somebody, the love of God will cast out every fear. When you see certain people doing something, it's not that there's no fear, but love has taken over. Love has done what? It has taken over, and that is the main overriding thing. So when I see somebody who's not ready to do something in church, then we can know the quantity of the love of God in him. We can know the quantity, we can know the volume of the love of God in you when we realize how you are always talking about your fears and how you can't do something and how you want to look at an excuse. I know you don't like what I'm saying. I read the Bible before I said it. Show me what you are doing for God. Show me your excuses. Show me your complaints. And I'll show you the amount of the love of God inside you. The way they say. Why are you looking at me like that? We love him because he first loved us. It's not as simple as that. We love him. But when you're trying to put it the other way around, by your own human power, to try and love, it will be inadequate. But when it gets the sequence correct, it will work out well. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now I'll move very quickly to something else still about the love of God, and it will shock you. True love of God helps you to love your neighbor. Obikase Odo Ankepo Na Ondo Ninia Truthful, Obi Kase, Odo Nyankopo, Na Ondo, Otani Nya, Odo Nya, which one?
Oni pa wu. Ona go pa wu.
For those of you who don't sing tree, it is just a verse in the Bible. It is what? A verse in the Bible. Listen very carefully. Verse 20 says, if a man say, I love God, and hated his brother, he is a liar. Meaning that it is incompatible. Allow me to use the word. Are you in verse 20 of 1 John chapter 4? If a man say, I love God, and hated his brother, the two are incompatible. So true love for God will now motivate you to love your neighbor. Our relationships are two-way. Everyone say two-way. Our first relationship is vertical, that is with God. And then our second relationship is horizontal with man. And it is only when the vertical is correct, that is when the horizontal can also be correct. I know you don't like this sermon. I know this sermon is actually ringing your mobile phone. Kring, 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 kring. I know. That is why you are looking at me like that. Because it's causing you to examine yourself. I am also preaching to myself to see the amount of love that is in me. The amount of love that is in our bishop, Bishop Doug, that is what has caused him to move out of his circles of life, to move out of his color zone, to move out of his educational zone, to move out, and he is moving and moving. It is an example or a demonstration of the volumes of love of God that is in him. That is what is causing him to do all that. What about you? You can only love your beloved. And even now, he doesn't love you a lot. Just love a few to your beloved, Saturday morning watching, and then some movies. Those are the things you can love. You can't love beyond that. There are some people who can't love beyond their families. There are some pastor's wife who cannot love the congregation. It's dangerous. If you marry somebody who doesn't love, and you're a pastor, you're trying to be a pastor who doesn't love what you do. Once upon a time, I heard the Archbishop saying something. He was speaking about a man of God. He said, this man of God, I love him and I love his wife. I can see that his wife is not just in love with him, he's in love with what she's in love with what he does. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. If a man say, I love God and hated his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? It's a very, very good question. And when you analyze it, you can easily be thinking that, then the Bible is saying that you must first of all love your brother. Because when you love your brother, then it means you love God. No, listen very carefully. Whom we have not seen God, the Bible is saying you should love him. Do you know why? Romans chapter 1 verse 20. I wish I had more time for this service, but I'll be ending. Talking about what manner of love. What manner of love? Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Benita, is there a song? Do you know it?
Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. What manner of love the Father has given unto.
If you can behold, if you are clapping, clap well. If you are jealous, pray for healing.
say, if you can truly behold what manner, this incredible quality of love, which cannot be compared with any kind of human love. Look, when a man tells you that he loves you, he's just prepping you for sex. When a man tells you he loves you, very few of them actually mean a very genuine love, sacrificial love, love that's ready to lay down his life. In Romans chapter 5, the Bible says, this love Christ showed to us, even whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Very few people, very few, greater love has no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for another. Very few people are ready to love. When a man says, I love you, all that he's saying is trying to say certain things to prepare you for you to open your leg. No, I need to be heard. I'm preaching. Yesterday I went to a funeral and one of my very old friends, it's good to have certain friends, okay? And then it's like, I've not met her for many years, my wife knows her. And as we're chatting with a few other people, it was nice as we're talking, because we realized that when we knew each other, we're all like very simple, nice people, innocent people, etc., with no hang-ups, etc. Do you understand? No pressures. And I want to speak to some of you young people. Have healthy friends. Friend, don't be in a hurry to say, this is my beloved, or have a relationship. You are 19 years old, you are 20 years old. For Christ's sake, concentrate on your education and develop good habit of relating, speaking to people without pressures. This Valentine's Day, you won't have any pressure whether you have a cat, you have a red rose, you have a chocolate or something, because it is not time. Proverbs says, do not awaken love until it desires. There's a time to awaken love. I don't know why I'm going to all these things, but as I was there, I was talking with this lady, very nice lady. I don't want to mention her name, but you see, then we remember something. Remember the guy who was interested in her that time. And she was not. She was a young girl who was not, just wanted to go to university and then concentrate. But this guy was just interested in her and would bring gifts. Hey! She would go out, and by the time she got, it's like there's a party behind her. In her own words, there was a party. And she felt so uncomfortable, because if she accepts the gift, it's like she has accepted the love. Well, she was not interested. I mean, to get a long story, so she used to just bring it to a friend of mine who chop. No, I need you to understand there, that look, if you really say that you love God, whom you have not seen, but your fellow human being that you see, you don't love. I'm explaining it. Don't say that, but rather, if I want to say that I love God, rather, maybe I should start by showing people love. It's the other way round. Listen very carefully. 1 John 4:20 has told us that we love him because he first loved us. Now the question is, I also see God. So how do you love? And Romans 1:20 is what is helping us. Romans 1:20 is what is helping us. Listen to what the Bible says. For the invisible things of him from creation of the world are clearly seen. Everyone say the invisible things. Is it not oxymoron? Forgive me, I have to use it. Some will understand, some will not understand. An oxymoron is something that is like a statement that has an opposite inside. It's like it's contradicting itself. A statement that is contradicting itself. You see, it says the invisible things. Everyone say invisible. Everyone say clearly seen. Now you see the opposite, the contradiction, the oxymoron. The Bible says the invisible things. They say the things will be invisible. Now we see them clearly. We think be that. It's a question. And that's why I'm here to explain it to you this morning before we close. Somebody say, what manner of? The Bible says, for the invisible things of him, that's God, from the creation of the world, are clearly seen. How do we see them? Being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that we are without excuse. Now, the simple explanation of this verse is that, in as much as we cannot see God, in a sense that this is God, like we can see each other, we can see his attributes, or we can see the things that he has done. If you like, consider the things that God has made. That's what the psalmist says. Oh, when I consider the work of your hands, the stars, the moon. So, oh God, why are you mindful of me? When you think of the things that are your creation, so that I wonder why they are atheists. But when you think of creation, if you look at the human body, there must be a God somewhere. Look at your teeth. The other day I was looking at my teeth because I had to go to the dentist. And I realized that God isn't have made the teeth in such a way that different teeth, the front one, we call them what? Incisors. Incisors, depending on the school that you went to. Yeah. Incisors. That's the word incisors. No, I'm sorry, but when you buy incisors. Now this and that. Now your word here being molar, then the premolar. Hey, and they are all designed in different ways. Some to bite, some to chew, some to grind. And God designs it in such a way that all of it is perfectly put there. If yours is not there, then it's the sugar that you ate. Don't blame God. Yeah, if yours is not there, it's the sugar. Nowadays, if we don't give our children sugar cane to chew, to exercise their jaws. When we were young, we used to do agri and all those things. It was, we were exercising. Nowadays, we give them, what do we give them nowadays? Ice cream, lollipop, and all this. They can't even exercise their jaws. No, but you see, when you look at God, there's just one part of the human body. Look at other parts of the body. God has put everything together. Look at creation. Look at the sea. The sea, come on. And it's like, there's a boundary, according to Job. Look throughout the world. You can see that there's the hand of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? When you think about something like that, you can only love God. You can only say, wow. Even you, when you look at a human being, Obanye, wow, Oshetais, we have organizer. Yeah, not woman. No, what I'm saying, if I can say it in another way. The book of Esther described Esther fully. When Esther was being described, do you know what the Bible says? The Bible spoke about her form. Yeah. Her form, which is your shapely. Now, I'm saying this thing for you to know that even when you look at creation, you can see the hand of God, the finger of God in things. Look at leaves, look at trees. I mean, look at how things grow by photosynthesis. Are you getting me? Different things have been made. There's something called the ecosystem. The ecosystem have been done in such a way that things live in balance. Yeah, are you understand? Everything has a purpose in nature. In the forest, for example, the elephant droppings and all those things, they do something to the soil, then something grows, something comes up. Everything is being held together in a perfect balance. It is God's love. It is a manifestation of a spiritual, some supernatural being who is holding everything together. And when you think of such a person, the only thing you can do is to love. It's just to love his creation back. You can't hate. If you hate, there's something wrong inside you. Another something is inside you. The one who rebelled against God, first of all, has also come inside you. Are you with me? Now, if you are sitting here this morning, as I'm bringing this very short sermon to a close, I want you to do something. If you truly say that you have acknowledged the love of God, if you truly say that you have received the love of God, then you must be ready to return the love of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We are closing. You see, I was thinking of this sermon, and all that I knew the Holy Spirit wanted to share with us this morning was about the love of God. But every sermon has a part that you must do. Hit somebody, say something that I must do. Every sermon has what you must learn, what you must receive spiritually. Because the Bible said the carnal man cannot receive the things of God, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
And every sermon also has what you must actually do. Are you getting me? When Peter preached a sermon in the book of Acts 3, the Bible says that men came and they asked, what must we do? Men and brethren, what must we do? Jesus said, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. So the question is, okay, this incredible love of God, this marvelous love of God, I've heard it, it's seen in creation, the first day of God, I clearly see him be manifest, and God loved us first, and this love is perfect, and it cast out fear, and it's this, and it's that, it gives us boldness. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I'll be closing. Some of you are looking at me. Some can't wait. But this message is to help you. This message is to revive something in you that has been overlaid and covered with the curse of this world. The Bible says that because the iniquity shall increase, the love of many shall grow cold. And this is why we need to be in church always, so that the word of God can counteract and fight that which the devil throws at us to desensitize us. My last scripture reading for today, as we speak about the man of God, is 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If you are there, say amen. And now this reading would bring out, without going into details, what you must do. Tell somebody what I must do to show that the love of God is inside me. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I think there are just about 13 or 14 verses. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men, how many of us you can speak in any normal language? Let me show me your hand. You can speak. Can you say something? Can you say thank you in any language? Your language, maybe that's it. Huh? Anybody, everybody say thank you in any language you can say. Oh, some of you are not saying anything. You are just looking at me. Mindaboshi, Muchimo, Kwabotwe. I never heard it before. What language is that? Oshie? Mini language, ne? Oshie? Kemo mo ake? Oshie? Oshie? Oshie o? Oshie o? Oshie ba ba ba? Blessings, you know how they say it. If you can speak with the tongues of men, Dankishkon is the tongue of men, it's German. Merci beaucoup is the tongues of men, it's French. You see, and this is speaking to everybody, no matter who you are. So, nobody is exempt. It says, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, Maria Kasakata, tongues, and I do not have charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. Verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy, and I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have no charity, I'm nothing. It's talking about, first of all, it's talking about normal human attributes in the first verse. The second verse is talking about gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us. Are you listening to me? The third one is also talking about our human nature, our talents, that we can be able to I can give gifts. Even I can give my body. There are some people who are very, very blessed in so many things that they can do. Natural gifts. And I don't have charity. It's useless. It profited me nothing. I find it very uncomfortable reading these verses, because it's not that when you see a very natural gift, when you see all the donations that philanthropists, I know a philanthropist, I know one or two philanthropists, and they give things out. One particular one that I know, very wicked person.
Open up the heavens, shout put down your presence, we respond to your great love.
Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented from the Lighthouse Chapel International. This rich teaching provides clear and straightforward answers for everyone desiring to walk according to the Word of God. Bishop Samuel Sawyer is an anointed man of God with a special grace for teaching the Word of God and a unique passion for people and positively transforming lives. He is currently the resident head pastor of the Rose of Sharon Cathedral, Accra, Ghana. Enjoy some of the most comprehensive and down-to-earth teaching as taught in the Lighthouse Chapel International.
Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place that we belong, right into His arms.
But she just this. So there's the one that we do to be seen of men, and the one that God is also testing our motives. And this chapter, the chapter on love, is testing somebody's motive here now. From verse 4 all the way to verse 8 gives us 9 attributes. Hey, we'll not go into it. I'm just reading it and I will go. Can I just read it? Tell somebody what manner of love. Look at another person and say, if I say I love God, these are the attributes that show my response. Hey. And I've intentionally told you the beginning of all these things, the beginning is the love of God. So those of you who are trying to let the beginning be these things, you are on a useless track. It's a wild goose chase. It will end you, it will just bring frustration. Learn to receive the love of God first. Number 4, verse 4, charity suffereth long. I'll just read. Can I just read? Charity is kind. Love, I'll just replace the word charity with love so they can understand it better. Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunteth not itself. Love is not puffed up. Love does not behave itself unseemly. Love does not seek her own. Love is not easily provoked. The more there's the love of God inside you, the less you'll be provoked. The more there's the love of God inside you, the more you'll be able to suffer long, and the more you'll be kind. The more there's the love of God inside you, the less you would envy somebody. If God's love is inside you, you see somebody, you'll be happy for the person. Somebody doing well, you will be happy for the person. You will not envy. Look, this sermon, I know it's hitting you. Left, right, center. It is hitting you. It's the love of God, but it is not. Love is not some pussyfoot. It's not some weak, shriveled kind of willowy leaf blown about by the Hamatan wind. That's not love. It's not some wimpy feeling, some goose pimples. Sit there and see. That's just a feeling anybody can have. That's just a feeling anybody can have, just like that. But this is love. Love. If you have the love of God, you will think no evil. Tell somebody, Adrian, B. Adrian is mind in tree. B is bat or bunny. Or, Adrian B. Tell somebody, Adrian B. The more you have Adrian B all the time, there's something, you mean bad, you mean evil. Why were you thinking about it? The love of God is not there. If the love of God is there, the Adrian B will there, but it will override it. Some of you, because you think evil, you are not able to even do much. Because every time you are thinking evil, you cannot even receive love. He's giving me this because he wants this in return. He's saying this because of this and that. Adrian B. Love thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. I wish I had time for this one. Believeth all things, hopeth all things, verse 8, and endureth all things, verse 8. Love never fails. It is only the love of God that we can say never fails. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. When a politician says that we love you, this and that, and how? Okay. Let them be in power 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and then you will see. Recently, a political party in the Upper West Region, the head of press conference, PPP, they say that since PPP came to set up there, none of the executives have come to visit them before. They are giving them an ultimatum up to the end of the day. If they don't hear, they are disbanding all the PPP. I say, can this be love? You say you love somebody when the person has... Let me just end the scripture and then we'll go. Charity never fails. Love never fails. But where there be prophecies, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there is knowledge, shall vanish away. For we know in part, we prophesy in part. When that which is perfect is come, then that which is past shall be done away. Verse 11. When I was a child, I speak as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, and I'm looking for people who become men, as we hear this verse today. Because love grows. Love grows. Tell somebody, I'm becoming a man. Tell the person, I'm putting the foolish things away. The childish things, I'm putting it away. Is somebody here who is ready to put certain things away? Verse 13, let's end this service very quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, and love, but the greatest. Say what? The greatest. The greatest. The best. The highest quality. The incredible quality. The one that nothing can move. The one that is the beginning of everything is love. Can we have the love of God in us? What manner, behold, what manner of love that God has shown us that we should be called the sons of God. The rest of the year that is ahead of us, and you begin to look for the love of God in all that you do. At the starting point, remember the love of God. Just remember that God loves me. And as you do so, it will wipe away every fear and every problem in your life. Put your hands together, stand to your feet as we worship the Lord.
We hope you have enjoyed this message. For copies of this message and other messages by Bishop Samuel Sawyer, please contact the following numbers: 0243-210-323 or 0206-485-107. If you are calling from outside Ghana, please begin with 00233 and email us at samsawyer@yahoo.com. We invite you to visit us every Sunday morning at Rose of Sharon Cathedral, former Olympia Cinema, at 6:30, 8:30, and 10:30 a.m. Our youth and children's service also come on at 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. every Sunday. On Tuesday evening, we meet at 6 to 8 p.m. for our midweek service. And on Friday evening, we meet from 6 to 8 p.m. for our loyalty and faithfulness service. God bless you.
Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.